it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
A lot of Tennessee favorites signed. A couple that didn't get drafted that I thought would. That leads us to what the age?
Say when.
Let's say when. And it is right now. As you can tell, I've been working on my board.
What the? What was he thinking?
Release the hounds.
The Dave Hooker Show.
Keep cool.
A presentation of offthehooksports.com.
Why in the world didn't McCallum Castles get drafted? I look at him and what he did at the combine or what he did in pro day workouts and what he's done throughout the offseason. And to me, he looked like a guy that should get drafted. I was surprised he didn't get drafted. I thought he would be a late riser up the board. And I'm curious what you think of some of the other guys' destinations.
So McCallum Castles, I think, remember, he wasn't considered a highly, he wasn't considered a draft prospect until his pro day. And then he blew it away at the pro day. I think teams were just too scared to waste a pick on somebody because of a pro day. And then they thought he still might be there when he comes out. So McCallum Castles, you know, as a free agent. And they were right. And the Eagles, I think it's a great fit for him. I mean, you know, you want a safety blanket for Jalen Hurts? Talk about McCallum Castles being the perfect safety blanket, right? I mean, I think he's, based on raw talent alone, he's going to be the most successful undrafted free agent probably of everybody. But I also think he landed in a really good spot. But I think it had a lot to do with the pro day more than anything else. Or not the pro day, the lack of anything but the pro day. People didn't want to take a chance and take a risk just because of the pro day.
No, that's fair. What did you think of the rest of the free agents and where they ended up? Because I want to get to one guy in particular who's going to join us later in the program, Jacob Warren. He signed a free agent agreement with the New England Patriots. That's a good fit for Jacob. I again think that he can find his place as a special teams player for a while. We'll see how tight end works out, but I think that's a good place to be. And from what I've heard, I did a little bit of digging over the weekend. It was hell on earth under Bill Belichick, Caleb. It was every bit as bad as you thought. But now it's very player-friendly. So what did you make of Jacob signing with the Pats and the other Tennessee signees of the NFL?
Jacob Warren signing with the Pats. It's hard to know what to make of it. Again, because, yes, I get the hell on earth with Bill Belichick, but the Patriot way also made stars out of tight ends consistently. So, you know, you don't know what this new offense is going to do, particularly with them going for big arms like Joe Milton and Drake May. It's just tough to know with Jacob Warren with this current Patriots roster. But if the Patriot way still exists, I mean, I think that is a good fit. It's more player friendly. Here's the question. Yes, it's more player friendly. Is it more tight end friendly? Because Bill Belichick's offense, whatever you want to say, Dave, they made stars out of tight ends. They also made killers out of tight ends. But that's a different story. I think the Gators had a part in that. That's true. No, but the Gators were a real Christian program with the real Christian quarterback, and you know, Tim Tebow would not stand for something like that, Dave.
So Jacob Warren with the Patriots. It is funny how they hid behind one guy, Tim Tebow, who was a fantastic guy. Aaron still is. Aaron Beasley, Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, I think that's a fine fit. I just think Beasley. See, that's the thing. Other than Castles and Warren, every player that I'm going to point to on this list is somewhat limited. Beasley goes with the Seahawks. Jump in there if you want to give me your thoughts. Any of these? What about
Mike McDonald, the Seahawks head coach, was the defensive coordinator of the Ravens. He has a long, long history of scouting great linebacker talent specifically. And so if Aaron Beasley signed with them, it's because Mike McDonald likes him. So that's a really good sign for Beasley.
Good stuff. Ramel Keaton. I never thought he had NFL talent, but I think he can hang on and even though he played on the outside, I think he can be a slot receiver type guy because of his lack of speed.
Yeah, it's you know, I agree. And I feel like the Raiders, it's like they are consistently like a couple of pieces away from having a great team. Haven't they been that way for like 5-10 years now, before and after the crazy John Gruden stuff? And so, yes. Going to Vegas, I think could actually be very helpful. I think Antonio Pierce did a solid job as the interim head coach last year. You know, there's a lot to deal with last year with that. They finished second in the West. He actually finished with a winning record. So I do think that Ramel Keaton could find a home in Vegas. I think it would have been better for them had he gone maybe 5 years ago, but that's just that's a different story.
The most unused player, in my opinion, up next, brought to you by the Hemp House, the premier hemp dispensary online, Hemp House Chat with 2T's.com. Be sure and use the promo code Hooked for 10% off. Hooked for 10% off. CBD Delta products, great selection, quality that is absolutely unbelievable. D. Williams is just one of those players that I feel like came through Tennessee's program and Tennessee didn't get as much out of him as they could have.
That's true. He's probably being picked up just to be a special teams guy. Okay. I mean, I don't, my guess is,
I think there's a gamble too, don't you? That there's a gamble that the kickoff rules are going to help kickoff return man. Cause he could.
Potentially I think that's very true. Which will make them more valuable now. I mean, because you're right. Over the past few years, Dave, there hasn't been an idea of drafting players just because of their return abilities. And no,
I think this is a trend that's going to happen. And it's really goofy, guys. First time you see it in the NFL, I think it's going to happen this year. It's essentially where they have to stand 10 yards apart. The kickoff return is going to look completely different, but I can't really diagram that. But I do believe that the kickoff returner is going to be more valuable. So think Devin Hester's, those type of guys that can change games. Jeremiah Crawford to the Panthers. I like this because Cade Mays is there. And he's got somebody he knows. And that offensive line is really tight. Thoughts?
That offensive line is really tight and really terrible. And really so terrible. Jeremiah Crawford, if you can stand up and walk, you might start on that offensive line this year. Okay. So, I mean, he's already got a head start by like – Just being able to move. Okay, so because of that, Jeremiah Crawford is going to a good place, and Jeremiah Crawford is a solid, reliable player. I think there is something to like about Jeremiah Crawford. It's kind of a leader of the team, a versatile alignment. But yes, the fact that he can walk is enough that he should be starting, because that
is horrible. The fact that he can walk. Gabe Judy Lawley, the Tennessee Titans. This is not a hometown pick. Judy Lawley is a very versatile player. He is going to play special teams. This is a player that will contribute for the Titans.
I mean, he's kind of a hometown pick because he also went to Vanderbilt before he went to Tennessee.
Wait a minute.
So, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think Titans management is smart enough to not do hometown picks, because I think they are just running credibly and competently from Rand Carthen on up. I'm sorry, guys. Am I hating on them too hard? But I will agree that I actually do like Judy Lally here. I think he could find a role. I think he would have been in better shape though had Mike Vrabel still been there. I don't know if it's the same now. So, because Mike Vrabel would definitely have found a role for him, because he's the type of player that, you know, this Mike Vrabel would love. Gabe Judy Lally, mentally tough player that's willing to play any role.
I thought it was Vrabel.
I've been saying Vrabel forever, and I'm not changing. Okay, so fair. You guys,
all right, you stick to your guns. I like it. Take part in the poll question, Joe Milton. You have these choices. Do you root for Joe Milton in the NFL? Nah, ready to move on, or fervently, he's a VFL. I'll give you the results in that poll question, or you can go to YouTube and vote for it right now. And then I left out Jalen McCullough. Didn't want to do that. Jalen McCullough.
Yeah, Jalen McCullough to the Los Angeles Rams. I think Jalen McCullough could be underrated. Given the legal issue he was dealing with last year by a very overzealous Knoxville DD Lee, who likes to make her name known by prosecuting football players with very, very thin evidence. I think that could, don't you think that could have maybe affected his play last year a little bit, just on the field when you're dealing with that off the field?
And you know why? Because it did affect where he was drafted. I mean, there's no way that doesn't cost you a domestic violence issue nowadays. That costs you two or three rounds, unless you're elite, elite, elite.
And he, remember, he got indicted because he punched a guy who broke into his apartment.
Oh, I'm not defending the NFL, but nowadays with the Ray Rice situation and all that, they're going to be ultra sensitive to that.
We also forgot another one. Jabari Small also signing with the Titans. That's almost feels like a hometown discount too. Again, I'm
that
sorry.
Does. That does. And God bless Jabari Small. He comes into last season or 2022. He comes into 2022 and he's the guy. He's lost 15 pounds and then he loses his job to just a more talented back. And that happens.